Hello, once again, you have found Agents of Providence. I am Doyle Burbank Williams, and we're going to be exploring the scriptures that we're using for Palm Sunday. Agents of Providence, the name comes from the idea that we are literally called to be do-gooders, that we are called to do good in our world. Not always to do nice, but the kind of good that brings justice and peace. And so we hope to look at some of these scriptures with a little different perspective, one that encourages us to do, as John Lewis told us, some good trouble in the world, to bring the world a little bit closer to the kind of world God wants it to be, that Jesus was working to bring into our reality. I'm Doyle Burbank Williams. I am the pastor of New Visions United Methodist Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I am an artist. I enjoy a good laugh. I enjoy creativity, and that includes when it comes to things like reading the scriptures and creating theology out of that and the ways that we live that theology in our lives. So I hope you can come along with us as we explore these Palm Sunday scriptures. We're using the passage, the description that comes out of Matthew's gospel for this one, Matthew 21, 1 through 11. He takes a little bit different take on the preparations for entering Jerusalem. He's the only one of the ones who described this event, of the gospel writers that described this event, who tries to literalize the Old Testament scriptures. And so somehow he's got Jesus riding on both a colt and a donkey. I don't know how one person rides on two animals, but the point for Matthew, I think, is that Jesus completely fulfills this image from the Old Testament prophets of a ruler coming into the royal city, bringing peace and justice for all the people. So let's hear how Matthew does that. This is Matthew 21, 1 through 11. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there, and as soon as you enter, you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that their master needs them." He sent them off right away. Now this happened to fulfill what the prophet said, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the donkey's offspring." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on him, and then Jesus sat on them. Now a large crowd spread their clothes on the road, and others cut palm branches off the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds in front of him and behind him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of God! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowds answered, "It is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, the weekend of March 18th, our sibling church in downtown Omaha, the Urban Abbey, which is a United Methodist church meeting in a storefront in the old market there in Omaha. Anyway, they received two bomb threats. Saturday evening, during their drag story hour, they received a hateful email filled with vile accusations and lies and a bomb threat. And then they received another message Sunday morning, forcing them to again call the police and moving their worship outside. Urban Abbey pastor, the Reverend Deborah McKnight, proclaimed that they scared us, but they will not stop us. Their ministry was threatened in part because of the vitriol of our current legislature, and in part because of the clear demonstration of Christ's unconditional hospitality that the Urban Abbey gives to the LGBTQ plus folks in Omaha. In other words, they got noticed. Now, we're headed into that part of Lent which commemorates Jesus' arrest, trial, torture, and crucifixion. Jesus did not get killed for being nice and polite, nor meek and mild. Jesus and his teaching about a whole new kind of world got him noticed. What we often refer to as the triumphal entry was Jesus getting noticed. All of the imagery that Jesus enacted comes from the Old Testament and speaks of a time when wars end and God puts in place a leader who embraces peace and justice. The leader enters the royal city not on an impressive chariot led by war horses, but on a humble, unassuming donkey. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem tells both Pilate and Herod that they are not in control. Jesus got noticed. One Sunday morning at the church I served in Arizona, we arrived to find a small group of people picketing us. We had hosted a conversation with Matthew Fox, a contemporary theologian who is controversial in some corners. We had joined in a protest of the convention of a group who sponsored deprogramming therapy against homosexuals. We had been trying to get noticed. Now, one of our members courageously went out to talk with the picketers. She came back in laughing pretty hard. They were not protesting our theology. They were not protesting any of the public work that we did. They were a little home church group who thought that it was a sin that churches spent money on property. And so they protested that we owned a building. They simply had looked in the phone book and we were near the top of the alphabet and close to where they were. And so we got noticed, but not for what we hoped. The United Methodist Church is getting a lot of notice these days because of the infighting and less than amicable divorce that we're going through. We are getting noticed for being far less than Christ-like in our love and behavior. We're getting noticed for being far more like the broken and wounded world in which we live than for aiming at the world Christ wants to build. We are the hypocrites that we've always been accused of being, and it is getting noticed. It is my hope and prayer that we who remain United Methodist will follow Jesus from the broken and wounded world as it is, through the gates of power, to signal that world, that coming world of equality and love and justice, where Christ rides on the donkey of peace. I believe we will be able to restructure our denomination to include and embrace all those whom God calls family. By the way, whom God already calls family. We will get noticed for the ways we love God and all our neighbors. Now, I'm excited and energized when I think about how Christ is inviting me to be a part of the rebirth of the United Methodist Church. I know I am only a very small tile of an expansive mosaic, but it makes me feel like one of the lesser-known disciples following Jesus into the city amid the shouts of Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Where do you find your place in Jesus' parade? I really do believe that love changes the world, and we will get noticed when we follow the one who is leading the way. Here are some questions to ponder. Have you ever discovered that you were in the wrong parade? When have you gotten noticed for something that you've done? When have you noticed the love of Christ happening around you? And where are you headed when you follow Christ? If those questions cause you to ponder some things and you want to share them, I'd love to see some comments on this. Would love to have you follow this podcast and maybe share it with your friends. Again, this is Doyle Burbank Williams, pastor of New Visions United Methodist Church, and you have been listening to Agents of Providence. I hope we can go and cause some good in this world this week.